and he gave us this thing called brain.
That was just straight God.
Especially girls that are like, oh yeah, I already have my wedding planned out. I already have
Pinterest board.
I have my chickens so I can get my own eggs for breakfast and stuff.
He wants the country life.
Yeah.
Trusting the Lord may be hard, but it's worth it.
I think I'm still in that trusting season right now.
You see the red flag right there and you're like, well, God, show me another one.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
I'm Jose.
Woo woo! And we're back for another episode. Thank you very much. So this episode, I'm going to start asking you guys a question. It's a would you rather question. It's, would you rather follow your biggest dream without knowing how it will come true or trust God will make it happen in his way and time? So it's basically just, well, I think it's very self-explanatory. No. Sorry. So which one would you rather? Would you rather follow your biggest dream without knowing if it will come true, or just knowing it will come true in God's time?
Knowing it will come true with God's time.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a pretty straightforward question.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
But why would it be hard? Like, what's the hard part of that question?
Not having like control over what happens.
Yeah,
that's a hard part.
I think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's like it's hard for us to give control to God.
No, oh, yeah.
Because it's just being patient and having faith and being obedient is hard. Mm-hmm. It's very hard.
It's like, how is it going to happen if I'm the one doing it? Like,
exactly.
I might as well just, like, I know I want to do that. So I might as well just...
Just do it now. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. But we do need to know that there is something greater than us. That's God, and that he wants what's best for us. Mm-hmm. So how can we trust him? Yeah. But before we get there, let's define what a dream is. Mm-hmm. Because God gives us dreams, so it's having dreams is not bad.
No.
They're, for you guys, what is having a dream?
For me, it's something that I would want to have one day. So a dream is like something that obviously isn't reality yet, but it's something that like you wish for.
Okay, yeah.
Dream is
you
like,
wish for, yeah. Jose?
What my dream is?
No, or like what would you say, what is a dream?
Yeah, something in the future, you never know. Yeah. Something you really, really, really want.
Yeah.
In the future.
In the future.
In the future.
For me, a dream is, yes, something you want, but something you work for. Because if you, like, I could say I want to have real estate, like let's say that I want to buy at least 5 houses, but if I don't start saving now, if I don't start investing and saving up money for the future, then I will never get those 5 houses. So it's like something I want, but I will work for. And it's not just ambitions, but they are God-given desires that align with his purpose. So God created Jose, God created Marlon, and God created me, God created you guys. And he gave us this thing called brain.
Big brain.
Some use it more than others.
Yes, exactly. But nothing escapes God's hands. So all those desires, all those thoughts that he's put in you, they have a purpose. Mm-hmm. The thing is, humans, we are sinners.
Yeah.
So some of the things that we desire are worldly things and are things that go against the Lord.
Yeah.
But that's when it comes. Do you trust the Lord with your life? Do you trust the Lord with your dreams?
Yeah.
Or you don't? So let's share one of our dreams for people here. Madeline, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. My dream, I used to have I never was one of those people that would like look into the future and be like, oh, that's what I want. I know there's people like, oh yeah, or especially girls that are like, oh yeah, I already have my wedding planned out. I already have the Pinterest board.
Yeah, it's crazy. They got everything planned out.
So I never really thought hard about it. Mm-hmm. But now growing up, it's like, okay, well, obviously it's in God's hands. So one of my dreams is like growing up, being able to have a family, a family whom I can like give love to, provide, have a good Christ-centered family.
Yeah.
Have a home, serve the Lord.
That's a good dream.
Yeah. Just serve the Lord. I used to be my family, my uncle would, we would work with them. He was the one that kind of like, he was kind of like my dad, our dad growing up. He's more like on the having money, like, oh, you know, like you have to work, get money. Because in order to have a house, have a family, you have to provide for them. Obviously, you have to have money. Although there is to an extent where you can like, where that work may consume you, where working may come into like kind of a, it could make you like greedy, want for more, and at the end just kind of bitter. So my goal is to know, I know the Lord will provide, whether that's going to be a high paying job or a low paying job, whatever it is. Like, I just know my dream is to have a financially stable house.
Yes. Yes. I like your dream. Yeah. I like your dream. Jose.
My dream is pretty simple.
Okay. Tell us.
I just want a big old plot of land that has like a mountain in it. That way we can like hike up it, like, and do whatever, like go camping in it. Big enough to where I can do whatever I want. I want a decent like sized house. You know, I don't want like a crazy big one, but I want almost like where like the family can come over. You know, like you and your family and my parents, everybody, cousins. You know, big enough for everybody to come in. The hangout spot.
You know? You want to be the hangout spot.
I want to be the Christmas house.
You want to be the That's good with me. That means I don't have to clean my house, but. Okay.
That's what I want. And then I also want a family, kids. I want an older son. I already know the order.
Oh, older son. God, listen to him, please.
Then I want two twin daughters.
He's stealing my drink.
And then I want either a younger son or daughter, one of those.
You want four?
I want four.
Poor wife of yours.
And then,
I know.
And then I want dogs.
Men.
I want dogs that are outside dogs.
Uh-huh.
And I have my chickens so I can get my own eggs for breakfast and stuff.
He wants the country life.
Yeah. Chicks. And then I want to raise horses. Yeah, I want
That is going to be the hangout. Let's go, Marlon.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad. You weren't even... Okay, my bad.
No. That's what yeah, I said, let's go. Let's go to his place. That's where the Christmas is going to be, Marlon.
Yeah, I want to train horses and all that, breed them, and then sell them. That's what I want. And then I want, like, there to be, like, every, like... There's, like, a day in the week that I want it to be, like, where the whole family just comes around, like, a bonfire, and we just sing together.
Like
worship. We just sing together.
That's
like,
sweet. Yeah.
It's like two guitars and like.
Oh my gosh, you two are like green flags. Aww. I love y'all. That's so sweet. I didn't know that about you two. That is so sweet. Ah, girls. I'm kidding. Y'all better watch out. Well.
What is your dream?
My dream is to find my spouse that will guide me closer to my Lord and Savior. I don't want to be the leader because that's not what God intended me to be. I want to be the ayuda idónea. I don't know how to say that in English. I'm sorry. The right hand.
Ayuda idónea.
Sure. Well, I don't even know how to say that in English.
The helper?
Yeah, I mean, the right hand. I want to be that person for my husband that whenever he needs help, he needs encouragement, he needs somebody to talk to, I want him to come to me, and I want him to lead our family to the feet of the Lord and to serve at a church. I want to always glorify God with the gifts he has given me, and if that allows me to continue serving in like worship ministry or with young adults whenever I am older, or with youth group, I want to be in a relationship in a marriage in which we are both serving the Lord. And I'm not saying that I want to be just at church. Like, my husband can have another career path, but I will stay here. Yeah. I just want both of us to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I do want to put my own business someday. Yeah. There's this cute little coffee shop idea that I have. And I think that it would be amazing here in Central Arkansas. And if the Lord allows it to happen, I would love for that to just work its way up in the Lord's timing. Mm-hmm. So everyone has dreams, and we all always think about those things. And even though they haven't happened yet, it's okay for us to dream big and to work towards those goals. Mm-hmm. But I think like the biggest thing would be is trust.
Oh yeah.
But trust in who?
God.
We need to be trusting God. And on Psalms 37, verse 4, it says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." God knows us so well, and he placed those desires in our heart for a reason. And it's hard, but trusting the Lord will give us that peace that we need. And I find so much comfort in that. And I'm not saying that God will give you everything you want, but what's in his will happen.
Yeah.
But just trusting that he knows your desires and that you're set there.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work out, then you know that it's not the end of the world.
It's not
He knows that. He's like, okay, Marlon, that desire was good. That desire wasn't bad, but it's just not whatever. I didn't have that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have something even better, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
you're right. But I want to be showing also the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what God has for us is not going to be bright and colorful, and it's going to be hard. So we also need to understand that delighting in the Lord, it's what we need, because we don't know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But trusting that that's what's the best thing. So speaking of trust, we need to talk about like what trusting God looks like, because it's not easy. And people are like, oh, you're just blindly trusting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to share moments in which we have trusted, in which we were like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen with my life. But God, I tried it my own way, but it didn't work. So take it. It's yours. So let's share each one of us a moment in which we have trusted the Lord and that he took control of our dreams. Anyone want to start? Or do you need time to think a little bit and then I'll start? Or
okay, I guess I can start. All right, so I'm in college. I got my own apartment. So technically, I need a job to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking for jobs. I got a job, which is really, that was just straight God. Just connected people through this church, and then it came to me, then I asked, and then they gave me a job, so I was working it. The job was a little, it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously, it's work. It's not going to be easy. But then school started, so I had to cut back on the hours. So I've been looking for a different job. Then I went to this retreat, like, a few weeks ago. And I met this lady, and she was really nice, and turns out she owns a business. So I was just like, oh, okay. So we start talking. We're serving the Lord at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What were you serving? Like,
it was a camp. So I was getting the food ready for the kids,
okay.
And I was cleaning, mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff. So what ended up happening was she's like, hey.
That was my tummy. I'm so sorry. I'm hungry.
That was a desk.
No, it was my tummy. I'm hungry. Go ahead.
Anyways, I was interrupted so rudely. She offered me a job. And I was like, wow. Like, I've been looking for a job. I've been applying.
Because you showed it with your work ethic.
Yeah.
Good job.
So I see that as like, I mean, I've been like praying to God. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, a good job that like still allows me to like go to church on Sundays and to like keep like serving that perspective. Mm-hmm. And I did. I found one.
That's good.
With like good owners, good people. And everything. So I was like, yeah.
That is literally God answering your prayer right there. You trusted. You prayed. And you trusted and you worked hard and you got it. That's amazing.
Marla?
I think I'm still in that trusting season right now.
Yeah?
I think I am. Obviously, after graduating high school, I was like, okay, yeah, like, I know my desire is to serve you, to help grow your kingdom, help people like me who have walked through this way of life. So I was like, okay. So then that's why I was like, okay, I'm going to trust God and know that if I start studying seminary, if I start going to seminary and I start preparing myself, I know God will line something up and he's going to provide for me. Whether that be, obviously my mom and people told me like, okay, well, yes, like God will provide, but also like, how are you going to sustain yourself through work and whatnot? So I was like, okay. I did have a car detailing business that went pretty good through the summer, and then it kind of just slowed down. So I was like, I got, like, from the beginning, I knew God had placed that desire in my heart. I was like, okay, God, like, let's see what you do with this. So I started working with clients, and then it slowed down. And I was like, okay, God, well, I still trust you. And God has provided not only through work, but through the wealth of my mom and through, like, just having a home, having a roof. Being privileged enough to have a computer or certain things. So I'm grateful for everything.
Yes.
And obviously God provided work through someone from church. And although it wasn't the most consistent, I was happy because I was learning. And right now I'm still trusting and waiting on God to continue just to...
Guide you.
Guide me. Guide me in a way, especially with this new job that I got. It's a good job, but in the same way, it's kind of like, it's kind of challenging the aspect of, okay, like, it won't give me time to go to work. I mean, it won't give me time to go to church. It won't allow me to fully focus on, like, what I'm supposed to be doing at church. So it's definitely like, okay, God, like, if this is not from you, like, please take it away. Please, like, give me the wisdom. Yeah. Like, please take it away. Like, give me the wisdom, the knowledge, the encouragement to be like, hey, like, this isn't going to work out. If I can't get these certain hours to align with what I have at church, then no. And the lady there has been, like, very nice. She has allowed me to go to Wednesdays. Yeah. And so, yeah.
That's good. Something, it's just God is answering and you're trusting. And that's, keep doing that, Madeline. Yeah. Keep praying and he will answer your prayers. I know it. But something you said, you asked God, what was the question you asked God?
If this isn't for me, take it away.
If this isn't for me, take it away. When you ask that prayer, when you ask that, when you pray that, ooh, the Lord is amazing in how fast he answers that prayer. And sometimes we want to be blind at it. And we're like, well, God, show me something. Show me a sign. And we're like, you see the red flag right there. And you're like, well, God, show me another one. You see another one here. Well, God. And you're trying to just avoid it.
Yeah.
But praying that, God, if it's not for me, take it away. I literally, if we're going to go... You two did amazing in the stories that you shared. I want to touch a little bit of the emotional aspect of it for anyone that's out there that is trying to find emotions. The person.
So
yeah, emotions. Try to find the person. I'm sorry, I hate you. I'm trying to find the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. It's hard because not a lot of people will align with what you believe in. And let me tell you that I had to experience that right now. I am looking and looking and just waiting and trusting. And I've had the privilege of meeting some young men, eligible young men. And there's nothing that I don't, I'm not grateful that God introduced them to me. But I have been able to say, God, it's not about me. Yeah. It's about what you want for me. Mm-hmm. And just, I want to choose you. Because in the past, in college, and yeah, in college, I've been trying to choose me and what Fernanda wants and what's gonna, very selfish thoughts of like, what am I gonna get out of this relationship? Like, is this the husband that will be treating me this way and this way, this way? But whenever you ask for God to just give you that one person, you also need to be working on yourself as you are waiting for the right person to show. You need to fully say, Lord, I trust you and I trust in your timing. But while I'm waiting, I will work on my relationship with you. And I think that that's something that it's hard for a lot of us, because as you see all the people around you that are having relationships or are getting married, or people that are already having babies because they've been married for years and you graduated with high school with them, you graduated college, it's hard. It's hard. But I know that whatever the Lord has is way better than whatever I can get myself. So trusting the Lord and knowing that anything that happens, it's for good. Just like Romans 8:28 says. It says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Here, we, the three of us, can say that we know our purpose. We found our purpose in Christ. And we want that for you guys out there, too. We want you guys to find that purpose, that God loves you so much and that he literally wants a relationship with you. And he wants to use you to tell others of how much he loves them and how much he loves us. So I think that trusting the Lord may be hard, but it's worth it. So 100%. I think that's a good way to end this podcast right here, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Another Day, Another Way podcast. We can see you when?
Every Friday.
Please like this video and follow us on these handles down here in ADAW podcast.
Instagram, TikTok,
and YouTube.
You can find us on lifeword.org.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Hope you have a great weekend.